Welcome to another night of Hate Radio. Tonight is St. Patty's Day. It's a wonderful night for drinking beer with blue food coloring in it, which turns it green, of course. We've got a really exciting show planned for you tonight. In fact, we haven't even thought of a single thing to talk about. So, without further ado, I'll launch into my pre-planned monologue about Sandra Fluck, basically, Rush Limbaugh, Sandra Fluck, and this has really been a big issue, but who cares? I don't care. John Thiessen doesn't care, Beef Rave doesn't care, nobody cares, but tonight, it's St. Patty's, so really everyone's out getting drunk and having fun. Meanwhile, I'm here sitting on this radio show talking to people. We've got some big projects going on with the Chronicle. We're working on a mobile site.
About all the riches we're going to be making.
We just signed up for about 30 or 40 different ad websites. We've got accounts, and they're going over our site to see if it's worth their time. We got all kinds of people here in the chat room, even though I just created it just now. But here, I'll put on some music for a minute. Maybe let the callers filter in. They'll be here soon, don't worry. Okay, Beef Rave, you're on the air. I put you on the air as a joke. You didn't know you were on the air, but you were on the air.
Oh, no, bitch. I knew I was on, and that's why I was coughing and hadrin, and I just told the guests of the studio that I'm in at the Beef Rave sister station of Radio Hate that hope you niggers like being on the radio.
Hey, don't use that word. John Thiessen is listening right now, and he doesn't like that word.
Oh, shit, John Thiessen. Well, that's someone I really want to impress.
Let's not be mean here, Beef Rave. John Thiessen has had a very long life. He's been there and done that. Have you ever been in prison, Beef Rave?
Not where I was a new commitment.
Right. We're all in prison, really.
But if John Thiessen was in prison for mouth rape, as the internet so states, then he knows what a new commitment means. He knows that term. At one time he was one. Is this Kilgore Trout?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're gay for that.
This is our guest call in line 914-338-1745. You just call and call me gay. We've got a caller. Caller, do you think I'm gay?
Yes.
The caller's not talking. He's got a series of... Hello, caller. How's it going, caller? 111-111-111. That's totally a real number.
That sounds legit to me. That sounds like a legitimate phone number to me.
I just called up my phone guy and I was like, listen, one is my absolutely fucking favorite number. And I slipped him a $20 bill and he was like, there you go. You're all ones.
You want to give me a call, man? Just press one for a while.
I don't want to talk to any gays, though.
Okay, well, you...
Shit.
You can talk to Beefrave.
Caller,
totally
do you think Kilgore Trout is, in fact, a homosexual, as previously stated?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's two. That's two for gay. That's 300 for me. That's 250 for Kilgore. Every caller that calls in and describes his need or want for Kilgore to be gay will win $100.
Right now we've got John Thiessen in the chat room. I'd just like to shout out to John Thiessen.
John Thiessen, you're the best. You're one of the best.
Hopefully John Thiessen, that's my guy right there.
Hopefully his computer's okay. Anonymous isn't, you know, making it glitch out on him or hacking his systems while he's talking. Hopefully everything's good.
So, guys, what are you doing for St. Patty's Day? You having a beer?
What? Dinner?
You kicking back?
We
having some Guinnesses?
Silly shit green turds out.
I'm pouring water on a dog right now, actually. I'm bored.
Well, this is the place for bored people right now. This is the most boring show on the entire internet.
One of the most delicious shows on the internet, I might add, is Radio Hate. If you haven't heard that station yet, you should probably listen to it. Radio Hate is a very, very informative news special. Also like to shout out to John Thiessen, one of the best. John Thiessen, again, one of the best. I'd like to shout out to John Thiessen, one of the best.
Well, he certainly is one of the best, a great American. And
great
he really
American.
Cares about all the serious and important issues facing America right now. Tonight he was talking about how the internet is a video game and how us, the younger generation, are better at playing the video game of life and internet.
Yes. How old is Mr. Thiessen?
Mr. Thiessen is so old that Pong was coming out when he was a kid.
So he's older than we are, and so he understands. He has difficulty using technology and things of that nature.
I would say for someone of his age.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like St. Patty's Day to me. For someone of his age, he actually probably is pretty social media adept.
And that's why he is the best. John Thiessen equals the best. I'd also like to say Kilo, Yuma, Alpha, 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 Charlie, Yuma, Alpha, Alpha, Echo, Alpha, Alpha, Echo, Yuma, Charlie, Kilo, Kilo, Alpha, Echo, Kilo. John Thiessen, the best. John Thiessen, the best.
Okay, in case some of you didn't know what that was Beefrave. Sending out a coded message to his botnet, which is now attacking John Thiessen's show and knocking him off the air.
Right at this moment, possibly, maybe, Kono 2012, keeping it going, 2012 Kodak moment, this, that, real shit.
Hey, listen,
so the guy,
I got one for you guys. Charlie,
okay.
Oscar, Romeo, Bravo, Oscar, Charlie, Oscar, Romeo, Bravo, Oscar, Tango,
Corbo,
Echo, Nevada, Delta, Oscar,
Zulu,
Corbo,
Zulu, Oscar,
Tendo.
Zulu, Nevada, Oscar, Oscar, Zulu.
How you guys doing, Forrester?
Feeling real good, feeling real deep. You're calling in to Hate Radio 94371797977. You
called it. Y'all fucking Orange Juice.
Orange Juice calls me to harass me on a daily.
We got 914-338-1745 east of the Rockies, 914-338-1745 west of the Rockies, 914-338-1745 wild card line. First time caller, 914-338-1745. And please call in and tell us about who's really running the world? Is it the Rothschilds? Is it the Bilderbergs? Is it Bohemian Grove? Or is it those the damn aliens?
I'm not going to say it's the aliens, but I'm going to go on a whim here and say RAV4.
Okay, Strat4, you mean. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to put you on right now. Caller 931-278-1682. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Corvo from Connecticut.
No, it's no. Fucking that. Fuck you. Fuck you. Suck it.
This is Corvo from Connecticut. Clean out my gun. You want to know this turn?
What kind of car do you drive, Corvo?
I drive a Nugget.
Wrong answer. Our computers must terminate this call for impersonation of a co-host slash guest. Be on the line with us now.
Hey, I drive a motherfucking goddamn diesel. Volkswagen.
Drive.
Beetle.
Sex diesel Volkswagen. You don't drive that. You drive a Nugget. You're gay.
Caller,
you are a homosexual.
We got
your genitals, your butt crack, and inner thigh, and then rip the tape off quickly for a sexual thrill, caller. Ramp it in is sex. Don't make me look gay, bro. Don't make me look gay, bro. Don't make me look gay, bro. What's the internet?
It's a video game, Beefrave. Of course, everyone knows that.
NFOTUSA Radio as they welcome the multi-cast Karen Parsons, best known as Hillary Banks in the long-running NBC sitcom, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
We've lost a caller, Beefrave. I don't think that was really Corbo. I think
Corbo
we've already got Corbo on the line here.
Yeah, the guy, he was some fucking imposter. He was sucking it with a glass dildo.
All in our place trying to pretend to be our man on the totem pole there.
Fuck him.
You can hack my show. You can do what you want. You can hack my show. You can do what you want.
I already did.
Okay, let's do a little something here. So, what's going on here, guys? What's going on here?
You got that Macintosh hardware, mainframe, gigabyte, megabyte, terabyte. I rearranged your system 404, system 32, start menu, and I changed it to the color pink, and then I changed it all back, and I made it the color of ketchup instead of pink, and I didn't touch anything.
Oh, that pussy wolf. I would shit. So, if any of you homosexuals, gimp, simps, or retards like to call on the radio, hey, it's 914-338-1745 or 1-800-TEEN-BUTT.
And you want to come in here and start a fucking fist fight with Corvo Tendo, feel free, and you can throw down right now. 1-1-1-1-1, call in.
You know, we really need some females calling in and making sexy noises. If we could get any of you female listeners out there to call in and just make some orgasmic noises for us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Right now, all our listeners just got creeped out and turned off the radio. Turned off the internet radio.
Turned it off. Turned off the sex.
We don't like that here in America.
You love it here in America.
We were settled by the Puritans.
If you don't like it so much, then move back to Australia or whatever Eastern European continent you came from.
I love America! How did you get that awesome effect, man? Wow. Wow. Caller, you're going to have to turn down your radio. We're getting a lot of feedback.
America. John Thiessen, he's the best.
Size mile.
Yeah,
size mile. What's the euro?
On Butts, coast to coast, 11111 call in, folks. This is Chicken and Biscuits. Corbo fistfight Pepper.
Exposing Corbo.
It's Pepper.
Pepper. Exposing
when
Corbo
I was four,
pepper.
My dad used to put peppers
exposing
underneath
Corbo
my bed.
Pepper.
Size mile, what's the euro?
Yeah, exposing Corbo's peppers tonight, 12:30. Be brave, butts the butts.
We'd like to have special guest Kilgore Trout, but due to Kilgore's ineptitude on using a computer, we
size
have
to mile, what's the euro?
Oh, looks like we have a caller that might want to actually say something. Caller, you're on the air.
What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about really important issues of today.
It
serious
like
activism.
It sounds like it.
What are you... The real question is, caller, what
Wait,
do
I'm
you
being
want
hacked.
To talk about?
Hang on, I'm being hacked, man.
What
I'm
are
on,
you talking
I'm,
about?
I'm on my miss.
Is this the delicious John Thiessen?
This is delicious, John Thiessen, but my this is hacking.
You're
me.
Getting hacked at this moment. I called the botnet squad of zombie computers.
I heard you call out the code.
And now your computer is being taken over by nanotechnology as we speak.
It is, too. I can see that. That code works.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop, computer.
Oh, wait. I think it's just my computer updating.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's just you being hacked by Microsoft.
Make sure Microsoft's not doxing you. Make sure you're not going to be doxed.
Scanning my browser.
He's scanning while you're breezy.
Now, John Thiessen, you didn't actually use the QR code the Jester put out, but
no.
Reptan Gordon did. Reptan Gordon did.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you and Reptan Gordon have kind of teamed up here lately. Mm-hmm. After he got hacked by the Jester.
Yeah, it seems like you kind of took him under your wing and you're like all old uncle in him and shit, kind of in a weird pedophilic kind of way.
He's actually younger than me.
Oh, really?
So
you're kind of showing him the ropes.
Sexually.
Yep.
This is the first president that was ever younger than me.
Do you think that Reptan Gordon has a shot at running again for a state representative?
Well, he's going to run as a... Yeah, he'll run as an independent.
Right, because he's been totally ostracized from the Republican Party.
Well, sure he has. Yeah,
he's
got a record.
Why do you
think
that is?
Because he's got a record. He's got a record, and they dug it up on him, so now they villainize him. They villainize everybody.
That's not fair, though. Do you think that it's his record more or certain comments that he's made about these... gay, lesbian, transgender groups. That seems to be a major issue.
Jesus,
he didn't want some
Christ.
Kind of a gay study being done in a school.
Sexy gay study.
It was,
you know,
from my understanding. Okay. I thought he was trying to teach I thought this group was about tolerance to keep bullying away from the, gays and lesbians.
There you go. It should be that. And I think he agrees with that, but I tell you, and I can't talk for him. But basically, why don't we send our kids to school and have our kids learn reading, writing, arithmetic, and some history?
Yeah.
And that's it. How about that?
How about we train them how to fucking register to get your fucking driver's license, or like how to buy a car, or maybe fill out a job application.
In the 50s, they did that.
Or possibly even vote. You know,
in the
50s, teach them about
they
voting.
Did that.
How about that stuff is being done at home? How about, you know, the parents got to do some stuff too, you know. They just can't send
your
kid to school and say, there you go, teach my kid
I gotta
not to be a bully.
We teach them about the Indians and fucking maize and all that shit and fucking how to touch their toes in gym class. All you got to do is flip the switch and make them do another course.
I learned about Columbus.
They didn't tell me Columbus was a rapist, serial killer, pillager, slave keeper. That's what Columbus was. He was just a fucking weirdo.
Let's get back on topic here about education.
I'd like to interject.
Do you not think that kid? Okay, interject, Beef Rave.
What John Teeth and Mr. Teeth and Sexy Nipples Teeth and the thing is that they should go back into school and just learn the way it was back before the, you know, parents need to be parents, but I got to tell you, this is what I wanted to say. In this super futuristic age that we live in, I forgot that there were parents. I forgot that there are actually adults at home who control children, because from my point of view, these little cock-sucking son-of-a-bitch motherfuckers are running free, you know, fucking at 12, getting pregnant. This shit's fucking ridiculous.
They're raised by video games. They're raised by video games, and they're raised by TV. And they don't get anything else. And parents are, you know, either distant or they're not even there. You know, most of the time they're working all the time.
They don't read.
Or you've got these inner-city
kids.
And
there's very few
kids
that read.
There's just no family for them. If
they sit down and read, and their vocabulary will get a lot bigger than mine is, and they'll be able to, you know, do math and figure things out on mathematical, and write when they have to write out a sentence or something like that, and then the rest comes with that. When you're reading, you learn stuff. You know,
God,
if you,
so
you like to read.
To your radio show. I'm so
if
glad.
You like
you're
to read. If you like to read, you learn everything there.
Yeah, I love reading.
You go to the library. You know how many books are in the library, or how many books are on the internet?
Yeah, you don't gotta tell me. I'm naked right now. What's the last book you read?
Reading is
the last
the
book I read was actually
getting fucking intelligent.
Again.
Another one of your own books, John.
One of my books.
John, are you working on a book? Have you written a book?
I wrote a few books.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
You actually wrote books? Are they published?
No, they're not published.
No. Are you going to self-publish them on the internet at any point?
Actually,
in time?
No. I put some out there in different blogs that I had.
Right.
And this is long before Anonymous was attacking Scientology. I started attacking them way back when, because I had a friend that got hooked up in that, and he got hooked up in the Moonies. And then he went from the Moonies into Scientology.
And
it's pretty easy to figure out when they... Yeah, you can pretty figure out when they're telling you to give you more money.
Well,
and
I can pretty figure it out. I can pretty figure it out.
I was making fun of Scientology before. It was cool to make fun of Scientology.
Yep, and now you're gay. So look what they did to they're like...
Moving those fucking planets with my mind and...
First,
doing all the universe stuff in my centerness.
Okay. So they posted pictures of him, Google sunglasses, and images. The first picture you see of the nude, that is Corbo.
So how's Jimmy doing?
Sunglasses.
Jimmy sunglasses, grinding on my vagina. 4 minutes till Beef Rave butts to butt, featuring John Teeson and Kilgore. Yeah, because you two assholes are going to come on my show and do some all fucked up
that
shit.
That was porn. Jimmy is actually right here right now, and he's looking at some porn with his girlfriend. They're having
a nice time over on
my bed.
You can talk about your girlfriends a lot. I never hear a girl on your show.
I want to say that I'm pretty offended. I'm pretty sad. I'm feeling pretty neglected and not paid attention to. So, on that note, what I'm going to do is, if if the individuals that I kind of came around and helped out were nice too and did all sorts of fun times and
hey,
had a good time. Shit on me?
Be brave.
Then
be brave.
I'm gonna piss on you.
Sir?
Enjoy
if,
your new
if video. Jim and Bill ever end up in a room, don't videotape them. Don't turn your webcam on. Because you can get charged for that, I guess.
I don't get it, John. What are you trying to imply here?
Well, I'm just saying if something happened, you know.
What are you trying to
imply? If something happened, I'm not
if
saying
what?
It would.
Well, like what?
Well,
like,
you know, something
hypothetically
like
speaking.
Touchy
oh, like,
stuff. And
oh,
you can get
I
carried
see.
Away. You don't know. You know, the light might hit him in a certain way, and you might think, hey, man, he's not that bad looking.
That's right, John.
There's nothing wrong with that. Come on, man, there's nothing wrong with that.
We know you've spent your time in very male-oriented environments.
Yeah, yeah. For a very long time.
It's only natural, right? After a certain amount of time.
It was actually, before I got there, it was actually an in thing to do, have a bitch.
But oh, really?
Thank God when I got there, it wasn't the in thing to do. It was,
so
it was frowned upon.
Oh.
I actually did a fat nurse and a special ed teacher that worked right by where I work for a yard crew, and her school was up above this dormitory. And her class would let out, and I'd go over there and bang her.
So these women just were like, oh, he's a criminal. And they're attracted to that.
The lieutenant was doing a swamper. That was a guy that cleaned up the R&O, a lieutenant. And there was a whole bunch of shit going on in Stillwater Prison when I was in there.
Oh, really? Now,
oh, yeah.
How long were you in for?
I was actually in six years, 3 months.
Well, that's not as long as I had maybe imagined.
I don't want to glorify it or anything to people because it's not fun doing time, but where I grew up, a lot of people are doing crime, you know,
right?
With me, and I was doing it with them. So a lot of the people that were in there was probably half of my neighborhood was in there. You know what I mean?
Right. So
and then I'm Native
everyone
American.
Becomes you are Native. You're Native. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm
wow.
Native American. I belong to White Earth Indian Reservation here in Minnesota. But yeah, if you look at the Big Sandy website, you see we're trying to gain recognition for our own reservation there in Big Sandy. But that was with the group, and no one fucked with the group, you know what I mean, because I was with them, so no one knew, you know. But there were people that came in, and we called them Gumps, from Forrest Gump, you know.
Right.
That they just got the nickname Gumps, and they were picked on pretty bad, you know what I mean?
Well, John, we got to end this show. We're out of time. We're going to go to Butts with Beef Rave, maybe. Thank you for calling in. It's been a good show.
No worries, man.
All right. Have
hey,
a
Rick
nice
Vader
evening.
Loves you.
Rick
Vader loves you.
Rick Vader loves everyone.
That's right.